Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Today and still going on right now as we do the show.
I'm looking outside and it's nice and bright and sunny. I think I'm gonna do a little something on the grill tonight, right after the show, and for dinner. So that should be pretty good. Okay. Now, just a word real quick before I get into our episode. Today, I had to go to court with my daughter today, and this is for the younger generation who may think or believe that speeding tickets aren't a big deal, but they are a big deal, and the police are looking out for you young cats. They're trying to grab you. They're trying to get into your money, because if they get into your money, they into your parents' money, and that's whose money they want. And, you know, all I'm saying is keep your nose clean. Try the speed limit, because you know what? It can wait. Whatever it is, it can wait, right? It can wait till you get there. Nothing's going to happen until you get there, right? So take your time, get there safe and sound. And that means follow the laws of the road, okay? They're out there for a reason. Stop signs and speed limit signs and caution signs, caution lights, red lights, green lights, you know, yield signs, all that stuff are laws of the street. And you have to obey them. If you don't, they're going to pull you over, they're going to give you a ticket, and then you're going to get in the system. Once you get in the system, it's trouble, 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 trouble. Okay? And so just do your best to follow the rules, the laws of the road. Take your time, do your thing, and everything should work. And that's just something for you guys, okay? It's something for you guys. Something for you guys to do, run with, and everything. Guys, give me just a minute. I'm going to break out for just a minute. I'll be right back. I'm on the show. Enjoy the music. Obey the laws of the road, and you should be good. Stay within the speed limit. Speed limit's 45, you do 50. Okay? If you're going to do more than the speed limit, do 50. Do 5 miles over, 6 miles over. You can't do 10, 20, 30 miles over the speed limit. Okay? They're going to get you. And when you think they're not there, they're there. And like I said, you don't want to be caught up in the system. All right? Just a little quick tidbit to you guys about, to your younger generation, about speeding and driving fast and not being careful about what you're doing. These cars are nothing to play with. They're nothing to play with. I told you guys I went to court today. Now, the solicitor of the court told us that she was telling us, you got to slow down. You got to drive the speed limit because she's got 8 vehicular homicide cases on her desk. Four of them, that's half of them. 50% of those cases are 17-year-old drivers speeding. Kill someone. Now, that's going to be with them for the rest of their lives simply because they were speeding. Okay? And you don't have to, guys. You don't have to speed. So don't. Okay? It's against the law. It's just like, shooting a gun at someone. That's against the law. You don't do that. Okay? Driving fast and reckless is against the law. Don't do it. Okay? Now, I think we got off kind of lightly today. But if there's a next time, it's going to be tougher. And it gets tougher every time. So try not to get in there that first time. Okay? Keep your nose clean. So today's episode, guys, is the second-rate football team. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these Atlanta Falcons. Our Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, I'm a Falcons fan. I am. I've been a Falcons fan. I've been here all my life. So I am a Falcons fan. But let me tell you something. As big as Atlanta is, it's one of the biggest cities in the world. Okay? One of the biggest cities in the world. So when you think about that, why wouldn't we have a great football team, a great sports team? Period. Maybe not football, maybe baseball. You guys know, the Braves lost last night. They've been kicking butt all year long. All year long, the Braves been on top of the division. And then we get to the playoffs, the first round of the playoffs, we lose 3-1 in a 5-game series. That's a failure of a season. We may have won a division title, but that's not good enough. Okay? That's not good enough for a city like Atlanta. All right? That's not good enough. Something's wrong right here. Something's very wrong right here. Do we just have these teams just to say we have a team? We put together mediocre players. We're supposed to have good players on the Falcons team. We've got some great players actually, but when you throw in some mediocres with these great players, it gets all mucked up. Especially when the mediocre player has to handle the ball all the time. Yes, Matt Ryan is mediocre. He is not a $100 million football player. He's not. You think about some $100 million football players, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Michael Vick. Matt Ryan just doesn't have that killer instinct in him that he needs as a quarterback. He needs to have that leadership. He needs to be pressing these guys on his offensive line to keep them guys off of him. Okay? He needs to press them to do their job. And if he pressed them to do their job, he can do his job better. But he's scared. He didn't get out there and work. You got to work, man. You got to work in team sports. You got to work and you got to work hard. But I can't believe we're sitting out here with a second-rate football team in Atlanta. Now we're building a gigantic stadium for this football team. And now that's just for Super Bowl to come in. But you know what? At the rate we're going, we won't be there. Okay? We won't be there. Got a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 544. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
What's up, Frank? It's Dante, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, bud?
All right. Yeah, I wanted to start off. Mike Vick is not a $100 million quarterback, first of all. Let's start right there. I don't think Mike Vick is a $100 million quarterback. But, but as far as last night, as far as the game goes, offensive line, defensive line just didn't show up last night. And you just look real weak in the trenches. You know what I mean? So, it's over. It's over. It's three games under 500. The season's over. Julio Jones out for the season with a foot injury. So, it's pretty much it's real bad news right now. And Mike Smith keep making all his decisions as the coach. So, it's pretty bad right now.
Now, Dante, when you came on, you said Michael Vick was not a $100 million football player. Now,
no,
you tell me.
No.
So,
it's seven quarterbacks worth $100 million in the National Football League. For the first one,
so,
Tom Brady. The second one being Robert LaBerger. The third one, Eli Manning. The fourth one, Aaron Rodgers. The fifth one, Drew Brees. The sixth one, Peyton Manning. The seventh one is Joe Flacco. If you ain't one of them seven, you ain't worth $100 million. You got to have some jewelry on your finger to be worth $100 million.
That's right, but he got $100 million when he was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't worth it. He wasn't worth it when he was in Atlanta.
Well, they felt like he was worth it, right?
Arthur Blank done cut that check twice. He done cut that check to two quarterbacks. He done cut that check to Mike Vick, and then cut now to Matt Ryan. So, you know what I mean? So, what if they got him?
So do you think Michael Vick better than Matt Ryan?
I take Matt Ryan over Michael Vick. Me personally.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Me personally, I take Matt Ryan over Michael Vick. First of all, he gonna play more games in the season. First of all, you know what I mean. So
okay,
they just start right there.
Okay, so when coming out of college, were you taking Mike Vick or you were taking Matt Ryan?
Oh, that's another question. Now, coming out of Virginia Tech and coming out of Boston College, now I take Mike Vick, of course. But you know, that's a different question. That's the whole different story right there. But if you're asking me right now who's the better quarterback, I take Matt Ryan all day long. Ain't got to think about it.
Okay, I kind of solidified myself right there when I said, coming out of college, would you have taken Mike Vick or would you have taken Matt Ryan?
At this point,
let's say in Matt Ryan's career, how many years he been in? 4 years or something like that? And then Michael Vick being in the league 4 years, who would you take after 4 years? Michael Vick being in the league and 4 years of Matt Ryan being in the league. Now, think about it now. Back when Mike Vick had been in the league for four years.
When you think about both of those quarterbacks and what they've done for the franchise, both of them, they took the franchise to the NFC Championship, both of them. So that's as far as they've ever gone. So, I mean, it's not like Vic has done way more than Matt Ryan, you know, in his career, you know what I mean, to, you know what I mean? So it's not like, you know, it's not that way at all. Yeah, both of them have been to the NFC Championship. That's it.
Yeah, and then right after they went to the NFC Championship, both of them ate that $100 million deal that next year, right?
So
what I'm saying is, at the end of, let's say at the end of when Michael Vick got to the NFC Championship, then coming up, now we sitting at the table, you got Michael Vick on one side, and then you got Matt Ryan on the other side. Matt Ryan just went to the NFC Championship. He coming into his next season. Michael Vick just went to the NFC Championship back in the day. He just coming into his next season. Now, who would you give that $100 million to if they were sitting side by side with each other at the same time?
First of all, I would give either one of them, but if I had to give it to somebody, I'd give it to Matt Ryan.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it. I appreciate that.
I don't agree with it. He can't stay on the field. It'd be different if he could stay on the field. He can't stay on the field, first of all. He's not durable.
When he's on the field, is he a bigger threat than Matt Ryan?
I think Mike Vick, he's a turnover machine, first of all. He's going to turn the ball over. He's going to fumble.
I didn't ask that. Matt Ryan going to throw picks, too. I'm saying.
He ain't going to throw more than Mike Vick. I guarantee you that. If you look at Mike Vick's stats last year, he was terrible. Turning the ball over like it wasn't nothing. Fumbling, throwing picks. He'll do it to you.
Okay, when Michael Vick healthy and on the field, Matt Ryan healthy on the field, who do you want to support?
Matt Ryan. Yeah, I'm picking between two scrubs, but I take Matt Ryan. I'm picking between two scrubs, but I take Matt Ryan.
Okay. All right. Like I say, that's your opinion, bro. I appreciate it, but I mean, they the Falcons sucking the big stick right now and can't get anything going.
You got problems all over. You got injuries, and you got coaching decisions being made that's not correct. You got Mike Smith going for it, and he should be taking field goals in a close, tight game when you know you're gonna need them 3 points at the end of the game, and they lose by 2 points. So that three points could have used. You know what I mean? So it's like. It's just little things. The little things hurt you in the football game sometimes. And they're three guys
ain't no
in the
heart
right now.
Yeah, ain't no heart in the Falcons right now. They are a broken team. They broken down.
You're
like Pittsburgh
My Steelers out, but it's fine. But it's fine. We going through some things right now. I lost the best center in the league, Marquise Pouncey, and my line has been awful ever since. It was pretty bad before then, but it ain't got worse. So if you ain't good in the trenches, you ain't gonna pretty much do nothing in the National Football. If you're not good in the trenches, if you ain't got a good offensive line, good defensive line, you're pretty much not gonna do nothing. So we in some bad.
Yeah, they bad, but just like the Falcons. Falcons bad, Pittsburgh bad. Jaguars probably gonna be 5 years before they ready. If they don't bring Tebow in, they're gonna be through.
Well, Tebow, he's not an NFL quarterback, so let's not go there. Jacksonville, they need to draft Teddy Bridgewater out of Louisville or Johnny Football out of Texas A&M.
Matt Ryan ain't no NFL quarterback either.
I think Matt Ryan ain't either. You're giving them too much disrespect right now. You disrespecting the big time right now. He's an NFL quarterback. He's not elite. Put it like that. You're not elite.
And when you making $100 million, you got to do something. You got to do something to be elite. When you're making $100 million.
Arthur Blank gave
$100 million.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
Arthur Blank
gave $100 million
for nothing.
He's not worth it, but he's the best. You can't get no better right now. You ain't gonna draft nobody. You ain't gonna get no free agents. So I mean, just stick with your guy, and hopefully he take you somewhere. Because I don't think he's going nowhere. But you better just hope he take you somewhere. Because that's all the hope a Packer fan got.
Well, somebody got to go at the end of the year. Somebody got to go. It's got to be a coach or something.
They're not going to go with the quarterback, but the coach should be under fire. But I don't think he's gonna fire him either. But he should be under fire right about now. But I don't think he's gonna get fired. I think they're a mediocre football team, and they're used to being a mediocre football team, so they ain't really tripping. So they not gonna. I don't think they're gonna make no big moves.
No, a lot of people that thought they were gonna be big this year, just bad.
If they would have been healthy, they might would have had a pretty good chance. I mean, they hit the injury bug hard this year. Also, when you lose Julio Jones and when you lose Sean Weatherspoon, when you lose pieces like this, you can't replace those pieces. It's hard. It's very hard to replace those type of pieces.
Really, that's true. You know, these guys, all these 53 men on the roster, supposed to be professionals. They elite in their own right. They supposed to be able to come in, step in, and do a job. They might not be as good as they are, but they supposed to be able to do that job.
And the way they looked in preseason,
you know. I ain't gonna just dump on the Falcons so much because there's other teams out there that are horrible too. But I'm talking about the Falcons because this is where I live,
and I understand.
That's all talk radio.
You gotta voice your opinion, huh?
How horrible Matt Ryan is.
I've been saying that for a long time. So the book been out on him for a little minute, but I don't know why he gave him that $100 million, but it is what it is. You pretty much stuck with that quarterback, and I don't know, man. Atlanta franchise is just a bad day for Atlanta franchise. I think the Atlanta Dream gonna lose again tonight too to Minnesota Lynx tonight. Mighty Ford the Minnesota Lynx, so it's gonna be more bad news for Atlanta tonight. But they on fire though.
But hey, Dante, I appreciate you calling, man. I got a little over a minute left. I'm going to get out of here. But I appreciate you calling. Hey, we'll talk.
Okay, yeah, well, for sure.
All right. So, guys, again, thank you for listening to the show. That's all I have for today. Join me tomorrow. Another great time tomorrow. Join the show, same time, same place. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours now. Be sure to join me right back here. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great night. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours, and we'll go right back at it. Good night. Yeah.
hate to say it, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget reaching my phone.